Bang, bang. What is up, you guys? Welcome to volume 33 of Scrump and Drew's Music Box. I'm, of course, Scrump.
I'm, of course, Drew.
And here to celebrate, this week we're celebrating Cody Rhodes' win at WrestleMania, hopefully. we're recording this a little prematurely, but I imagine that by the time this comes out, Cody Rhodes has finally finished the story.
And then Damian Priest cashed in, and Damian Priest is the new Universal
now
champion.
Cody, yeah, gets to finish his story.
WWE champion, yeah.
Again. yeah, maybe. Who knows? That's one of those where it's like, Triple H has the opportunity to do the funniest thing possible and have him just lose twice back to back.
Yeah.
Holy.
Hey, remember that time he fucking squashed or smashed my throne?
Which he,
you fucking bitch.
Triple H did an interview where he was just like, yeah, no. He's like, that doesn't bother me. He's like, I probably would have done worse. Which is like, yeah. This is the guy who invaded fucking WCW. Like, it's very much.
Oh, I've always said that. Like, I guarantee he was at home just like, that's fucking, you got me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he gets it.
I think I talked about it on here. We had that throne sitting here for fucking ever. It was the most annoying thing. Like, I forget. I think, like, once Cody joined WWE, we were like, dude, you need to take this. Like we can't hold it here anymore because it was so big and it would just take up space. Like, it was fucking annoying. I mean, it was a cool thing to have, but
yeah,
I was like, get this the fuck out of here, please. Put it in your mansion somewhere. Like, just get it the fuck out of here. But yeah, hopefully by the time this comes out, that is
it's somewhere in the WWE warehouse now. This AEW prop,
probably. I mean, listen, if I was him, I'd put it because like I think he made himself a bar. Like, after Ryan made himself a cool bar, FTR Bald and Cody also made themselves bars. So it's like, I'd fucking put that there. You know?
FTR Bald?
Yeah, I forget. I don't know. The one that doesn't wave his guns at strangers on the expressway.
Yeah.
And I like them. I don't remember their names. Dax and...
I never could, even when they were fucking
when they were the Revival.
Revival, that's right.
Yeah.
So is his called the FT bar?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it only makes sense. Or bar FT, I guess.
No, it is FT bar. Because I'm just like, yeah, that makes sense. But yeah, man. It's also, I'm also interested in, by the time this comes out, to see where the, there's apparently a rap civil war about to start between, Drake and J. Cole and fucking Kendrick, which I was like, oh yeah, it is almost on the dot every 4 years where Kendrick fucking calls out a contemporary, puts out a subpar album, and then everyone's like, but he was great because he released an album 10 years ago that was really good. And it's like, yeah, man. Cool. Like, nothing makes me feel as old as it does when they're just like assigning essentially like, this is who's on this person's side. And then they start to get into people. I was like, I have no idea who some of these people are.
Right.
You know? And it's just like, what? You don't know who fucking this person is? I'm like, no, I know 21 Savage. You know? And they start like all these other like rappers, which it reminds me of a time when Lil Wayne and Jay-Z were feuding, actually. Mm-hmm. And I remember my buddy Zach, who he was a few years older. He was like a student teacher when we were like in high school. But we were like 18. He was only like 21. Because it's shocking how young you can become a teacher. Like,
yeah, it really is.
Shockingly fucking how young it takes to, how little schooling it takes for you to become a teacher. But like we were hanging because we would always go to, there was an IHOP by his house. And we would always just go there. And I remember we were there once and Lil Wayne had just dropped the Carter 4, I believe. And there's a song on there, because again, him and Jay-Z were feuding, where he threatens a pregnant Beyonce. Because Jay-Z says something about like, oh, you got baby money. Talking like referring to baby or whatever.
Yeah.
And there's like a line where he's like, you talking about baby money. He's like, bitch, I got your baby money. Kidnap your bitch and make you show me how much you love that baby money. Like something about like, I'm going to kidnap pregnant Beyonce and fucking hold her. Like some shit like that where it's just like, he's talking about like, I'll kill you and fucking like, I can kill you. And like, I'm still young enough to come out of jail when I'm fucking 40. Like just like one of these things where I was, but I remember this specifically where, cause it was, we were at IHOP and we just start again, same thing. We're just like, dude, like what if fucking, you know, like a rap beef breaks out and it's just like, you know, like we're just like, oh, like Eminem just did a song with Lil Wayne. So Eminem was like, whoever gets Eminem, that's the fucking, you know, but yeah, it'll be interesting to see when this episode drops to see what will come with that. Because I mean, like it was like, I was talking about it with some friends where I'm like, yeah, Drake and J. Cole don't really need to respond. Like it's one of those where it's like, you can, but I mean, again, and like, I like all three involved, but it's also one of those things where it's like, you guys were all just clowning Kendrick for his last two albums. And now all of a sudden everyone's like, no, 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 he's the best, we love him. And it's like, you guys were all calling him washed and a has-been, literally, like his last album where he's like, yeah, I don't really care about making like hardcore fucking rap music like that. Like I want to make something that like means to me. And everyone's like, shut up, you fucking loser. Make fucking Mad City again. And he's just like, but I'm married with kids now. Like, I don't want to rap about that. And they're like, no, you fucking has been loser. And now all of a sudden everyone's like, no, we didn't say that. You know, it reminds me of like whenever wrestlers are like, man, fuck Kenny Omega. And then, like, Kenny Omega have, like, a fucking banger of a match. And they're like, dude, greatest of all time. He's the fucking guy. Yeah. And people will pull up, like, tweets where they're just like, what are you talking about? Like, you were just fucking calling him, like, the worst wrestler in the world. And they're just like, ah, well, come on. Come on, man.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Listen,
I'll stand by it.
Yeah. I also... It reminded me, there's a line in Kendrick's diss where he compares himself to Prince and Drake Michael Jackson.
Oh, shit. And somebody's a Draft Pod listener.
Yeah. But then it's also like one of those things where it's just like, yeah, but that would still make him Michael Jackson. You know? Because yeah. I remember Childish Gambino in one of his mixtapes, he has a line where he's like, they said me rapping was like MJ in baseball, but that would still make me MJ, so fuck all of y'all. And it's just like, yeah, like, you know, it's not like you're like, I'm Prince and you're fucking MC Hammer or something, you know?
Right.
Which, like, I mean, which, I don't know if we've ever talked. Apparently MC Hammer's like a big time fucking, like, gangster boss, like, on the West Coast. Like, you don't fuck with MC Hammer. Like, he is apparently like heavily like mobbed up. Like,
oh shit.
Yeah, apparently that is a thing. But you know what I mean? Like, it's not like it's like a one hit wonder. Like, I saw, yeah. I heard that line and I was just like, yeah, I guess. Yeah, both are great artists, but like, you're still, you know, and this is from someone who's not yet really not like a Michael Jackson yeah. fan. Yeah, I like Prince too, but it's just, If they're doing one of those verses, you know, Prince versus Michael Jackson, it's like, sweetie, come on, off Thriller alone, like fucking.
Exactly.
I don't think we've had Prince on here before, have we?
No. And I think the only Michael thing was the when we did a flashback, him and Paul McCartney.
No, we've had Michael a few times.
Oh, and actually, we've had ABC. Yeah, ABC. For the Jackson 5.
Dude, we've had Little Michael. We've had fucking White yeah. Michael, Black Michael. Dude, we've had all the fucking... we've had all the versions of Michael Jackson on here.
Yeah.
Rap Civil Beef and...
What version would we get today if we went back in our time machine?
we'd get 1980s Michael Jackson, which I think that's still Black Michael.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not until like the 90s, right? Or like maybe. Yeah.
It's like late 80s, but I think more 90s are more like, you know, at that time. So.
Yeah. I mean,
it wasn't like as prominent as it was like in the 90s.
I know you said you're the youngest. Who's the middle child?
Darren.
And how much older is Darren than you?
4.
Oh, okay.
77, 79, and 83.
Oh, okay. So, well, both your brothers then, if they would have been around, do you know what likely they would have been listening to? Dude, do you know what Rick Allen probably would have been listening to right now?
Oh, fuck. I don't. Hit me with it.
We've been listening to Another Brick in the Wall by Pink Floyd.
Oh, fuck.
But,
yeah.
Which,
Rick Allen definitely would have been listening to that.
Oh, hell yeah. So that was the weird thing, too, is the version that I grew up listening to, because again, on the chart, it just said Another Brick in the Wall, but on the actual, I couldn't find, like, on the album, it's split into 3 different ones. Mm-hmm. But the version that I always grew up listening to was, I guess, just part 1 and 2 put together. So I just put 1 and 2 together because 1 is kind of just like not much. So I'm gonna play both, but mine was also just a version that I got off LimeWire. You know, like it wasn't anything in particular, but I need to check if tickets are still available. But they were doing like a Pink Floyd thing at the Aquarium.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like a whole light show and stuff, which I've wanted to go see because I remember my dad telling me when one of the first things he did when he came into America was like go to the planetarium and fucking see this like Pink Floyd light show.
I didn't know your dad was a pothead.
I don't think he was. I think he was just Mexican, dude. I mean, he's born in 1970. He comes here when he's like 14, 15.
Mm-hmm.
So in 85, Pink Floyd is probably still a thing. I mean, I think this song stayed on the Billboard charts for like 30 years. Yeah, dude, I fuck with Pink Floyd, though.
That was never one I really got into.
Really?
I know a lot of them just because of like classic rock. It never really struck me, even when they, you know.
I mean,
even when they had the inflatable pig.
Well, oh, dude, I remember at Target when I was a kid, it was a gray Pink Floyd T-shirt with a fuzzy pink pig on it, and I wanted it so bad. But I was like, I know one song. I might be a fucking poser. No, I mean, like Pink Floyd is very much. When I hear a Pink Floyd song, I'm always like, oh, fuck yeah. This is cool. Like, yeah. Another Brick in the Wall is the one. Then, hey, you. But.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I heard one today. I'm trying to remember what the fuck it was. Damn, I don't know now. This is a long fucking intro.
Well, like, this, so that's the thing. It's because this is a part 1.
Yeah.
Like, it's essentially just a long intro.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, the version that I grew up listening to was this, and then the next one, like, cut together.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming they just put both tracks together, because it sounds the exact same, too. Like, you hear very... There's no smooth transition into the next one.
Right.
But, yeah, that's why I was like, well, I don't know which one was the... the radio version that they were talking about, so I just went with this one because
on the Billboard it didn't have like a part.
It just said, yeah, all it did was Another Brick in the Wall. That's why I was like,
okay.
Which one on the album? There's 3 different ones, and the third one I'd never even heard, and so I was just like, all right, whatever. Yeah, like, you know, this is the fucking one.
No, mom. intro.
Yeah, very fucking, very awesome fucking music video. I'm like, wow, imagine if British people were real.
The Bloodhound Gang, I almost said Bare Naked Ladies. Bloodhound Gang, they have like, yeah, they did it where it was all in all, you're just another dick with no balls.
Oh, who was it the other day? Matt Nix, friend of the show, Matt Nix. He was like talking to me about like Bloodhound Gang and just started going off on all these songs. I was like, yeah, man, I know one. And he's like, what about this? And just kept singing that and like had them memorized. And I was like, oh shit. I was like, this is what it's like when I started talking about fucking, when someone mentions 3-6 Mafia, and I'm just like, I need to fucking tell you everything.
Yeah. Fly? Get that shit out of here.
Dude, these little kids, man.
Is this the
hey, Drew, leave those kids alone.
The wall. No, it's not the wall. It's Dark Side of the Moon that you're supposed to sync up with Wizard of Oz, right?
Dude, I fucking hate the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
It's not a good movie.
Well you're wrong.
Oh, dude, I fucking hate it. Like, I didn't like it as a kid. I didn't like it as a teen. And especially like as an adult. Like, it's just, I don't get it. It's not good. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's a fucking, I don't know what it is. It's just like, I've wanted to so badly like it. I remember one time me and fucking Luis Medina, a friend of the show, we put on fucking Dark Side of the Moon and watch fucking, and I got like halfway through it. I was just like, dude, even Pink Floyd can't fucking save this goddamn movie. I was like, fucking, this girl's fucking all hopped up on fucking meth. Dude, come on.
Yeah, and it's she still does that good.
And I was like, fuck, I was like little Conor McGregor right here, dude. I was like, come on, I can't with her. Yeah, I've been seeing all those videos of Conor McGregor fucking all amphetamined up. Which,
yeah,
the one video for a comparison that someone had, which I was like, is never a good sign, was a video of Hitler. Oh. It was like Hitler, I think, at like the Olympics, and he's all like literally the exact same, just twitchy and all fucked up on drugs like Conor is. And I'm just like, dude, you don't want to be compared to Hitler.
No.
In any way, shape, or form. Like, you need to stop whatever you're doing. I hear this all the time. You can't eat your meat if you don't have any pudding.
No, other way around.
Can't have any pudding if you don't eat your meat.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan. I'm not a really big fan of pudding. Like, I like,
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but yeah, like, I'm not, like, I like, like the vanilla pudding, like when they do like the wafer thing, but that's about like it. And like, yeah, it's not that I dislike it. It's just I'm not like super like, oh man, I'm gonna get some of them snack packs. Like, that's never a thought I have.
Yeah, I know a lot.
Somebody's like, here you go. I'm like, oh, thanks for the pudding.
Yeah, like I know, like in like grammar school, like a lot of kids would have, you know, their like packed lunches, and it was just like, yeah, it's cool, I guess. I don't know. It was never a thing for me that, you know, I was just like, oh, I gotta have a snack. It's fine. If it's available, I'm like, oh, okay. But you know what else fucking Rick Barkin? I don't know about Rick, but fucking that wife of his, you know what she probably would have been listening to?
Oh, yeah.
Call Me. What's by that? Blondie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tara's probably dancing around the kitchen to this.
There's a picture. What's her name from fucking Debbie Harry, Blondie?
Yeah.
There's a picture somewhere. I gotta find it. It's me dressed as Shinsuke Nakamura, Vinny dressed as, I think, Eddie Munster, and a coworker of ours dressed as Debbie Harry from like a Halloween. This was like, like, I don't have it so much. Yeah, this was one of these songs where I was just like, oh, I know it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, hot yeah, take, man. This Debbie Harry. Blondie, pretty good.
Yeah.
Is it also...
Yeah, I mean, I know this was like a big, like, you know, for especially for the rockers that were just like, oh my God, I feel like, you know, that was when, like, females breaking through. Like, that was like, they love that shit because it was like, oh man, finally a girl that likes rock and roll.
Is it a Blondie song too? The Fab Five Freddy told me everybody's fly. DJ singing inside my.
I don't know.
This one from the one from the boys that fucking what's his face sings. You know what I'm talking about? It's Soldier Boy sings in fucking, there's like an episode of one of the episodes of The Boys of Soldier Boy where like flashback to him in like the 80s and he's like on one of those like singing shows and he's singing some song. I think it's a Blondie song. Yeah, that's what I'm okay. like I don't remember if it is a Blondie song. But for whatever reason I thought it was. Damn.
Like her fucking Joan Jett, like all those little prepubescent boys were just going nuts.
Oh, okay. Sorry. So I actually have a correction.
Oh.
So it is Britney dressed as Debbie Harry. Vinny dressed as Green Arrow.
Oh.
And me as Kevin Owens. Let me see if you can see the picture.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
It's a very old picture, but... Yeah.
So what's the I want to see the picture of Shinsuke and Eddie Munster.
I have that one somewhere. I mean, it's
did he ruin your table?
Did he what?
Did he ruin your table?
What do you mean?
Did Eddie Munster ruin your table?
No. I was like, did he ruin my table?
I'm not saying it's what it is, but it looks like there's mud on them.
No, I texted it to you. Yeah, that year, I think that was like the first Halloween that I was like working at 1 Hour Tees where I came in dressed as McFoley, Bray Wyatt, Kevin Owens, Shinsuke Nakamura, and CM Punk.
Oh, you just changed throughout the day?
No, it was a different costume every day of the week.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
well, 1 year, James and his ex threw me a birthday party and it was wrestling themed and everybody like dressed as wrestlers and stuff. And I actually like, I had like 3 or 4 different outfit changes.
I mean, like,
I had one that was just like, it was the easy one was Mick Foley. That was like, and then I like did a Stone Cold and they built like this mini ring in the backyard and I even had somebody like throwing me beers and I was fucking, and then after that I went in and changed again because I fucking Steve Weiser's all over me, so I forget who else I changed into.
Dude, you know what's funny is so man, there's two different stories that you mentioned that I was like, oh, I can go different directions with. The first one, because it's a shorter one, is you mentioning Steve Weiser's. So I remember when I first started dating Veronica, there was like one weekend where it was my buddy Juan's birthday. I remember she was like, oh, like you should come over, but I was just like, oh, I'm sick. because I was like, well, no, I'm gonna go fucking hang out with Juan. Like, first off, his mom was making food and she can fucking throw down, dude. Like, she made, and she doesn't just make like a little bit of food, she makes like giant party fucking trays of food. But I remember he got like, he was just like, he's like, come on. He's like, Steve Weiser, me. And so we're just fucking chucking beers at him. I think, I don't know if I have the video. And at first, you know, he does it too, but then we just keep throwing. He did like 7-8 beers. And then his mom's like, okay, like, cause it was cold outside and he's fucking soaked. She's like, all right, come on, like, go fucking change. You're going to get pneumonia. But the one wrestling match that I was actually in, Castro did the three faces of Foley and Shinsuke Nakamura.
Oh shit.
Yeah. And I was just like, it was one of those things where I remember him coming out last at Shinsuke Nakamura and him getting a huge pop and me going, wrong man, it's about to go over. But you know, it's nothing to cry about. It's much like the first song that I'm going with. You know, I've been listening to so much fucking like Mexican music. It's just, it's one of those, I go through phases. Which,
dude, I was gonna put one in, and then you did, and I was like, I'll wait for a week that's where, like, we're Mexicanless.
I mean, you could have. I mean, we're.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I know we could have, but I just like, I got a ton of other songs. So
I feel like
I sent you my fucking Austin 316.
I'll check it out right now. Yeah. So yeah. With this one, this is a fucking classic, dude. Like, it's one of those things. Yeah. It's like, as much as I love like regular, I think it's the first time I've played a cumbia song on here. The song is Llorar, which means cry, by Los Socios del Ritmo, which is, again, this is a fucking classic, dude. There's a, like, I love watching videos of them performing this live, because they're fucking good. Like, there's some bands when they perform a song live, it doesn't translate. I would almost say the live version of this is better than like,
oh, okay,
clearly recorded.
I believe
version.
That. Yeah.
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 Like, this is,
there's something too, like the feeling, and like, you know, it's always a little bit. It's more of a party atmosphere when it's actually live, you know. But yeah, you know, it's legit when it starts with the fucking call.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This, and the song too. It's, you know, it's, the song is called "Cry." You know, crying. Yeah. This is him talking about fucking. It's about loving her, she loves someone else. You know, it's fucking. Yeah. Dude, it's these fucking songs. They're all about love, but they sound like so, like. Right here, it's like. Crying. Crying and crying. I see you walking with someone else and I start to fucking cry.
Yeah, actually, like, the one I was going to, and you know, I'm not ruining a story for later, but like I was like whistling it at work, and Rico's like, why the fuck are you singing that song? And I was like, I know it. It's my jam. Mexican-ass Drew.
Mexican-ass Drew, baby. I'm telling you, like, it's, the more and more I think about it, I'm like, I should have learned how to fucking play the piano. That's the only thing stopping me from my dream of becoming a fucking cumbia DJ, specifically the keyboard. Like, if I learned it, fucking, oh, dude. I get all these fucking Mexican chicks. More than I already do now.
Yeah.
You know? It's like I'm fucking... I had to be unstoppable. DJ Scrub.
DJ Scrub.
Yeah, like, I was watching... Well, I saw Red Rocket was on Paramount, so I was just watching... I specifically skipped over to the part where she's playing the piano, and I was like, oh, dude, if I could fucking play Bye 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 on a piano naked for someone...
Yeah.
Be over.
Over.
I'd for sure have like two kids at least now if I knew if I was that fucking smooth. Yeah, I'm done. This is one of those you fucking put on, it's just like, if I at least knew how to dance, cumbia.
That's what I need to get. That's what I need to get on.
Dude, that, and that's the one thing that, the one thing,
then I'd be unstoppable.
Dude, that's the one thing that pisses me off about last year's. We were supposed to start taking cumbia dances, lessons, and they were like cheap. I was like, fuck yeah. I was like, this is fucking, I would totally fucking dedicate like 2 days out of the week to fucking do this.
See, what I need to do is I just need to go down, like, when I do my walk, like, down by the, like, it's the, at the river walk, there's always at least one, sometimes two groups of kids practicing for, like, a quince entrance, like, a dance, you know? And, like, I always, like, as I walk by them, I should just, like, stop and be like, all right, like, okay, I got it. I'm getting these moves. Just jump in with, like, some kid.
Yeah. You're like, is one of your moms here so I can practice this with them? Well, shit. Going from that, we're going right into No One Knows by Queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah.
Which I gotta say, what is this, like, what is this in? Because it sounds so familiar. Like, is
in?
Yeah.
Fuck, I don't know.
Let's see if I can Wikipedia.
This was just a fucking jam in fucking 2002 or whatever.
I mean, that out. Yeah, that might be why I recognize it.
It's so fucking, and this particular album had Dave Grohl on drums. It's just, man, like, and like, Josh Homme's so fucking good. Like, he's such a good songwriter. It's like one of those, you know, musicians kind of guys. Like everybody wants to be on, like, some sort of collaboration with him. So, but plus he's a ginger. Fucking hell yeah.
Oh, you know, it's a fun trivia bit for this. This was nominated for Best Hard Rock Performance at the 2019 Grammys. But they lost the award to the Foo Fighters.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that would have been like, what was that fucking, that double album came out. So. Yeah. Best of You.
Yeah, no, dude, this sounds so familiar. Like, I was like, it's, for whatever reason, I kept thinking that it was in True Blood, but I know it wasn't. But I think because it just kind of sounds like the intro almost.
It kind of sounds like the intro.
This.
Especially like the where it picks up to, I want to do bad things to you.
Dude, it's a good thing.
That's one of the best fucking, like, dude, that would be a fun one. Movie or TV shows, theme songs.
Yeah. It takes different strokes. It takes.
Yeah. Man, we could do one of just HBO shows. Like, that's how, like, they're, how good their intros are. We could do one of just Leftovers because they had like six of them.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was like, all the different versions of and now just Let the Mystery Be.
Mystery Be.
Or fucking, no, honestly, what we could do is Weeds.
Or Weeds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
what is it, after season three, they it's ever a new version every fucking week.
Dude, so I'm telling you, now that I finished Modern Family, I'm trying to figure out a show. Like, I'm finishing up, I'm catching up with What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah,
I want to catch up on Reservation Dogs. I want to watch Shogun, but like, what I really wanted to do is rewatch Weeds.
Yeah,
but like, fuck, it sounds an hour long. Like, that's just the only thing.
They're half hour.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, then someone might catch up on Weeds.
Dude, it's so fucking worth it. I rewatched it, I think 22 maybe, but yeah. Fucking love that show.
Oh, it's just so good. And it's like, hey, like with most shows, unfortunately, suffer. It's like that last season that just,
yeah.
Like, I remember fucking, what's his name, the son, the youngest one, that little fucking creep.
Oh yeah,
that little fucking weirdo.
Shane.
Never struck me right. That boy ain't right. Let me tell you what.
No, and he wasn't right.
No, he's a fucking psychopath.
Yeah.
I think I'm definitely going to go back and rewatch that. It's one of those things. I just... Too much to watch. Like,
tell me about it.
And in between that, I'm also fucking reading two different books. And going to the gym. Boo-hoo, I'm an adult. I know, trust me, but goddamn. Tell you, every now and then, I just watch something and I'm like, fuck, that's so good. Who stays
Buenas tardes, señoras y señoritas. Aquí está el
Mexican as Drew.
That's right. This was my Mexican song. We should have went right into your song after this.
Which, yeah. When I was listening to the full playlist at the gym, I had it on shuffle, and so that's actually what it did.
Oh, okay. Dude, there are times where it's like shuffle will fucking, they're like, it'll bless me with a good transition where you're just like, wow, those songs would never go together, but like that was a perfect, like it almost seemed like the one song was made for the next song.
I'm gonna see if I can find it now, because there's it was like a TikTok trend of these two songs that you don't think would transition into each other perfectly, but fuck do they do. And it is like, it is one of the most epic fucking things. But while I look for that, though, I'm gonna go ahead with my next pick, which is someone I've been trying to figure out what fucking song from this specific artist to put on here. And ultimately I just went with this one because it's just the one that I love the most. It's Shake That Monkey by Too Short featuring Lil Jon and the Eastside Boys. Like,
Pimp of the Nation, baby.
Dude, I fucking love Too Short.
Yeah, I think junior high, like, I was really into Too Short.
Yeah. Like, it's just so fucking vulgar. I love that. There's nothing more I love than a fucking just a vulgar fucking song.
I know.
Like, wait till I play fucking Slap of My Knob in here.
That's why, like, that's one reason I fucking love Cardi B. It's just like she's just fucking so fucking vulgar. I fucking love it.
Yeah, dude. And that's all of fucking Too Short songs.
Yeah. If that pussy ain't still dancing, make all the niggas look at that shit like you strip at a club in the ATL. Little bitch tore it up, they started raising hell. I remember Magic City before the freak. Yeah, this is fucking good. And Lil Jon is fucking excellent producer.
Oh, dude. Hell yeah. Let a nigga fuck tonight. Damn right, bitch. Fuck my wife. You my slut for life. You know, all I do is count that cash. I won't charge you as long as you back. Dude, and then let's just like, having Lil Jon on the fucking hook, just fucking,
yeah,
like as much as I like Lil Jon's like his stuff, just him coming in on the hook, it's almost just so much better, you know?
Yeah. Oh yeah, he's like, he's one of those guys that are just better features.
Like, yeah, like with 21 Savage, like I've talked about 21 Savage, I like his stuff, but whenever he's a feature, just fucking, you know, Brian Cage, Mr. Get My Shit In, comes in, gets in. Which I'm sure is the comparison most people do with 21 Savage.
Yeah, exactly. Don't let her sit on your face. She might kill you in the morning at 2:14. Doing the pussy pop.
She from New Orleans. It's been a while, more than 10 years past. There was a video. It was like a TikTok. I think I still have it. It's like a band playing this live. But it's like these two like old white dudes. Yeah. And I was just like, fuck yeah. There's also like a Mexican band, like a fucking mariachi band that fucking they played like a bunch of Too Short songs and made me so upset because like everyone there was kind of just like all serious, but I was like, fuck you guys, have some fucking fun, dude.
Yeah.
You know?
They probably didn't know who the fuck it was.
Well, they're fucking idiots.
True. Exactly.
Yeah. You've been hanging around in pimps again. Got your gangster. There's also like a, no, I think it's around Christmas time. There's like a TikTok where it's just like that used this song as a meme before fucking TikTok got fucking all their music taken away, which is so fucking dumb. It was like a meme. It was like, oh, some girl dancing where it was like, Robert, give me everything you got, me. And then it's a girl fucking just dancing to this song. And they were just like green screen her into like random like fucking locations and stuff.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah. I was like, oh, yeah. But yeah, I was like going through a bunch of like my older liked videos on TikTok and I had to just unlike a bunch because it's like audio unavailable. And I'm like, fuck you guys. Like fucking. Yeah. I also randomly came across a video of like it was like Too Short with one of like Hugh Hefner's fucking like wives. She's just like on stage dancing this to him with him. It was like the most early 2000s video because she was dressed like most fucking women were in like 2004, 2005. And she's just fucking shaking some ass to fucking this, and Too Short just going with it, and I was like, hell yeah. Sex so good you can't do it enough. Bounce that ass, bitch. Yeah.
Yeah. Bounce that ass, bitch.
Bitch.
Yeah, is that the thing where there's like, they're like, they voted to like fucking ban TikTok or some bullshit?
No, it was Universal wanted like, like they wanted, it was something to do with like compensation where they were just like, oh, you need to fucking pay us. And they're like, why don't you pay? Like, you need to pay your fucking, like, TikTok came back with like, oh, this isn't an us issue. This is a you guys issue. You guys aren't fucking paying your artists enough. Yeah. And so Universal pulled all their fucking music. So fucking dumb. Like, listen, anyone that's like fucking banned TikTok, I hope you fucking, you're a fucking loser. There are so many more important things in the world to be fucking worried about than fucking TikTok. Like, it's just,
but I heard some people talking about it the other day about how, like, you know, like, I don't know, did it actually went to Congress or some bullshit? Like,
I mean, that's a whole different thing. This was like a month or two before that happened, where it was literally just like a Universal thing where they wanted compensation for like music that was being used, but it's like 30-second snippets and videos, you know. But that's the thing, it's like some songs become popular through TikTok, a lot of songs actually become popular via TikTok and then go and fucking, you know, then that catalog becomes more fucking, you know, more relevant. And I think it was Universal wanted compensation and they're just like, fuck off. Like, how about you guys fucking pay your artists more? Like, this should not be a fucking thing. And so they like pulled all their music.
Well, that's what I always thought was weird about TikTok to begin. Like, so actually that video of me doing the Stone Cold thing, I fucking Instagram wouldn't let me post it when I made that thing because it has the fucking, I overlaid the Stone Cold music to it. Mm-hmm. And, but then like, if I just would have made it 3 years later, it would have been fine. That's what's weird about it.
Dude, it's so weird. Again, I hate all that shit where it's just like, I'm not bootlegging this. It's a 15-second fucking snippet.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. They're all just big pussies, though. Much like
that's this, right.
Yeah, much like your next song, Big Pussy by Brockhampton.
That's right. That's right. Took the world by storm 2 years ago. Oh, wow, Big Pussy. And once I heard there was a song with this title, I was like, yep, that's my song of the year. But it is fucking good. Like,
it is a good song.
I love this, like, the fucking weird jazz intro, and then it just drops.
Yeah, I haven't listened to much Brockhampton, but I fuck with this. I definitely someone I wanna look into. Yeah, it's about the pussy wagon from Kill Bill. Yeah, my name is Buck, and I like to party. always the best thing about the fucking TV version.
Yeah.
It's like, my name is Buck, and I like to party. Which I fucking hate. I hate fucking censored TV versions of fucking movies where it's like, just...
TV censorship so stupid anyway.
Any censorship, it's
yeah. Oh yeah, well it's just so stupid because they like you can't like God forbid you show a boob or say fuck, but here's a fucking 20-second clip of a man getting shot. Like, I'd rather not watch that. Thank you. Like, it's not, I don't really like watching people fucking die. It's not something I enjoy. And this is like the thing you just excuse.
Listen, as someone who grew up radicalized by fucking George Carlin at a very young age. I think, listen, I hate everything and everyone is fucking stupid. You know? Like one of those things where it's like censorship as a whole. I'm like, fucking get out of here. Like when everyone's like,
get shit out of here.
Like when everyone, like, whenever anyone's like, oh, fucking gotta keep, you know, you need a hard R rating because it's like, oh, my son can't watch this. So like, listen, your son has access to the internet.
Well, and then like it's, you know, it's dumb too. And this is where I get, this is probably where people pull back from me. But like, you know, 20 years ago, it was like the hardcore right fucking censoring all this shit. Now, like, it's the hardcore left censoring all this shit. It's like, no, like everybody, like it's not, censorship is stupid. It's on you as a parent or like as somebody to understand why, what is decent and not decent. Like, That's what I don't get. Like I can hear any word I want to hear, and I mean, I granted I don't take these things personally like other people do. Like there are certain words, obviously, but like just fucking words.
Yeah.
Zoom out. That's all I gotta say. Zoom out.
Yeah, I mean, with
the there's somewhere out there. There's a fucking Kang and Kodos are just watching us and going, man, look how mad that one gets when this one makes this certain noise at this other noise or this other guy.
The other day, like, when I was with my sister and my nephews, you know, the youngest one, he was like, he's about to be, actually, when this comes out, I think it might be his birthday week. Actually, it might be his birthday today. His birthday's tomorrow. Love you, little Santi. Shout out,
Santi. Happy birthday, Santi.
Happy birthday, Santi. Today's actually Whitney's birthday, my friend Whitney. Shout out, Whitney. Love her too.
Shout out, Whitney.
But, like, we were playing, I just started playing music, and, you know, he was just like, oh, he's like, I like when they say bad words. I was like, but you don't use the bad words, though, right? He's like, yeah. It's like, yeah. Good. There you go. As long as you're not fucking repeating them, I don't give a fuck. I mean, listen, the amount of shit, fucking Jesus' sister is fucking had me listen to, and it was just like, just don't repeat the words. It's like, got it. I won't around you. I will around my friends. You know, it's like, not around you, and just, you know, just fucking relax, people. Anyway, I came across, speaking of music videos, we mentioned it earlier, I came across this one, and this is nowadays I can't really stand her or her music, but when this song fucking came out and this music video dropped, boy, did I fall in love. Fucking Doja Cat's fucking Moo. Favorite music video. Top 10 of all time.
You don't like Doja Cat anymore?
No, dude. She's like fucking weird now. She's all fucking like skinny and drugged out. Like,
oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I get that. Yeah.
Bitch, I'm a cow. Now you watch this music video and I'm like, let me go thicker than some cold peanut butter. Let me tell you what.
What was the one thing thicker than a WWE official shirt?
Oh yeah. I just printed a bunch of t-shirts for myself. Comfort colors. The best. I've just straight up started putting on older t-shirts and throwing them out. Yeah, it's funny with this song too, because like I remember watching an interview that she did, and like she just came up, I think she came up with this in like a day. I mean, listen, you know, you listen to the lyrics, it's not necessarily fucking Bohemian Rhapsody. You know. But yeah, like again, she initially did it as a joke, and awesome song.
Yeah, a great video.
Listen, I've seen plenty of girl fucking get that same outfit and just, man, God bless. Yeah. Again, and Doja Cat does have a lot of good songs. I will say that. But just every time I see her on the internet, like, she's very much just one of these people that, like, again, is clearly fucked up on drugs, and clearly someone needs to step in and help, but nobody does.
Yeah.
And so I hope, listen, I hope she gets better. We've seen literally this weekend, there was a tattoo and a horror convention going on at the same time. I think Moses was at the one horror one. And Bam was there. And I was like, at one point I was like, maybe I should go meet him. But it was just one of those things where I was like, man, you know what? Like, it is such a bummer seeing videos of Bam Margera these days that, like,
yeah,
I was like, I don't want to meet him. At least not right now. Not like this. You know, it's one of those, like, nah.
Yeah, that's one thing that's always like, you know, like, it's cool getting to meet people like at WrestleCons and stuff, but like, same time, like, some of those people are just like, oh man, you are the wrestler, aren't you?
Yeah. There are too many Randy the Rams.
Exactly. Still fucking in their like weird gimmick haircuts and shit. Like,
yeah. I always feel weird when it's like, well, it doesn't happen anymore because I don't go to WrestleCons. We also have both lot of graphs, but like a lot of those ECW dudes aged very poorly. And I remember when like, going up to a table and I was like, can I get an autograph from like this person? And it's like, for me, I'm like, sure. If you're Shane Douglas, I have no idea what you look like. I'm going off a list that fucking Ryan gave me. You know, just incredible. Sure, fucking no idea who you people are. You know, it's like, I know who like a Gail Kim or a Rene Dupree are.
Yeah.
No idea who any of these fucking people are. Mike Awesome would not pass the airport test with me.
Oh, Mike, isn't Mike Awesome dead?
I'm just naming ECW people.
Okay.
I don't. Is he dead? I don't know.
I think so. Let me fact check that before, but I'm pretty sure, because I feel like he was one of those early guys that passed away. Yeah.
When did he pass away?
February 17, 2007.
Okay, well, rest easy, right now, Mike Awesome.
Right in that hot spot of celebrity or wrestler deaths. I thought it was just fucking back to back to back to back.
Well, it's funny because you mentioned wrestling deaths, and famously one of Randy Orton's promos, you know, it's like, Eddie Guerrero's not in heaven, he's in hell, which is, right. You know, leads us to our next song, Heaven Hell by Madball.
Yeah. Drugs will be happy with this one.
Drugs actually just messaged me. He is asking me. Oh, yeah. Marvel talk with Drugs Delaney over here. Oh, this one goes hard too. Yesterday when I was at the when I was listening to this one at the gym, ironically, it was when I was like when I was fucking doing reps with the fucking with the bar, and I was just like, oh, hell yeah. Fuck yeah. Because again, most of my fucking lifting heavy shit music is cumbia.
Yeah.
You know, Mexican music. But this, I was like, oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah, this is fucking Madball, man. That was the shit, like, in my younger days. Having the H2O and fucking New York hardcore shit.
I heard a lot about you in your younger days the other day via Wesley.
The text thread?
Yeah, they're talking about young Christian Drew.
Yeah.
Dude, I'll tell you what. I just fucking burped. So I'm finishing off this coffee that's so watered down because I got it so long ago. Or this cold brew.
Yeah.
And for breakfast, for brunch, I had a carne asada torta. I burped right now, and it is not a good fucking...
That's what I had for dinner on Friday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, because I had It was great week, so it was just like stupid busy. So I didn't have time to actually like. I had some food that I had cooked, but didn't have the chance to cook as much as I would have. I'm gonna try and gonna listen. I have to be the hot ex, you know. So I'm gonna try and just like cut out food that I'm not making. I'm not saying I'm gonna green beans and carrots. Nah, I'm gonna just what I eat. I'll make tacos. I just don't want to spend as much money as I fucking have been on food. Although,
I know.
Yesterday I went.
I've been hitting up DoorDash way too much.
When I signed up for. Oh, when I got my TV, it was like, hey, Roku's giving you 6 months free of DoorDash Premium. And I was like, no, they're not. And I'm not fucking... I am not partaking in this. Fuck yeah. Very quickly, before we head out of here, though, I did find the... what I was talking about, the transition. I haven't listened to this previously, so I. Oh, right here. So this.
Oh,
is,
yeah, this, yeah. You shared this with me before.
Obviously, Gangster's Paradise, and what could we possibly be going into?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You want to talk about a song that gets me hyped the fuck up, dude? Fucking Duel of the Fates. Oh, dude. Yeah. They're re-releasing. We've talked about it, but they're re-releasing episode one in theaters for like the 25th anniversary, I think.
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking be there. Hell yeah. Dude, I'm one of my earliest.
Dude, there's a fucking. Have you seen the guy that always like. He opens the door and like. And to himself sitting at the computer. And he's like, yo, you know what would be dope? And
yeah,
like the one was Duel of the Fates Trap, and it was, dude, it was so fucking good. Like, and all I can only find it on his video. Like, he had, like, I can't, like, I went to YouTube but I couldn't find that version. There's other trap versions, but oh my god. But yeah, that shit, like, that song is so fucking good,
dude. I love that. What I used to do was you know those what we used to do, there's this fucking, what is it? This like billiards place that we would go to. It's actually where they filmed The Color of Money with fucking Tom Cruise. They might still go there, but like me and Paul and Anthony and Tanya, my old roommates, my friends, we would go there all the fucking time. And they had one of those touch tunes things.
Yeah.
And typically when we'd be there, again, it's just depending on the crowd. Because there's like three big ass different rooms. So sometimes you're in a room, there's a lot of like rock playing. Sometimes a lot of like rap or Spanish or whatever the fuck it was. Ironically, the first room was always a bunch of like older, like Middle Eastern men. And they were never listening to music. But the other sort of different rooms. And at some point, inevitably, 8% Paul would come out. And mind you, this place is also BYOB. And 8% Paul, of course, he'd have his fucking fancy little bougie beers that were 8% alcohol and take maybe one or two, and then you get 8% Paul. And as a joke or to pop himself, he would fucking put Duel of the Fates on the fucking touchstone, and he would pay like the extra to go up front. So, you know, so it's like everyone listening to fucking whatever the fuck they're listening to, then all of a sudden, dun, 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 and everyone's just looking around, and you know it's him. Because he's fucking dying of laughter. He's like a fucking hyena, just dying of laughter.
I thought he's got the pull cue and just fucking doing the fucking.
Oh no!
Darth Maul with
it. No, he's the one idiot fucking laughing. We used to also do that, but with John Cena's theme song. Like there was one time we were at some bar downtown. It was me, him, Anthony, and our buddy Che, and same thing. Like they're like it was like. St. Patrick's Day weekend or something, and so they're playing fucking I don't know no that's not even an Irish song, I don't know, they're playing something, and then fucking
I don't even know what the fuck that was.
I don't know. But yeah, tentatively scheduled though, guys, next week will be our 420 episode with Steve Grows Weed. As always, car is subject to change. Let's you know, we're recording this a little bit ahead of time, so hopefully we have enough time to get Steve Grows Weed on here, because again, I have I have my curated fucking drug related playlist. Yeah. Weed mostly. I say drugs, but like,
yeah, it's weed.
Yeah. Yeah. So fuck yeah. So hopefully next week on here we have Steve Grows Weed.
Mm-hmm.
But until next time, you guys, for Scrump Andrew's Music Box, I've been Scrump.
I've been Drew.
And this is a friend of the show, Roger Waters.